welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, the first Saturday in February, the first day of February. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me today. We have, as always, a couple of interesting conversations over the next couple of hours. In about an hour from now, around 8:15, Steve Cheeseman will join me. You, of course, know him as one of the voices of Silver Streaks boys basketball here on WGIL. And, of course, you know him as a coach and a longtime educator. One of the other things that Steve still does is he's the coordinator of the George Washington Gale Scholars Program, which, of course, as you may know, helps get students in District 205 into Knox and Carl Sandburg colleges tuition free as long as they keep their grades up and meet a number of other requirements. And it's about application time for the Gale Scholars Program. So we'll talk about that. And if I can sound slightly knowledgeable, maybe the least little bit about basketball coming up in about an hour. But, you know, I was only an equipment manager in high school. I didn't have to know anything about sports to do that. But I digress. Anyway, that's coming up in an hour with Steve Cheeseman joining us. Joining me this hour, we're going to talk about some ways that you can help support VNA Community Services here in Galesburg. They've been a great partner in the community for a very long time. And joining me to talk about all of that is Ellen Larson, the executive director of VNA. And Michael Bennett, he's the program coordinator for VNA here in Knox County. Thanks to both of you for coming in. Good morning.
Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Having us.
Thanks for having us.
Ellen, I will talk to you in a minute. I'm going to surprise Mike by baptism by fire here.
Oh, that's my favorite kind of baptism.
You are? Really? We might want to save that talk for tomorrow morning. But anyway, I only do this because you're new. At least new to the job. We've talked a couple of times on Galesburg's Evening News for other reasons, but you're pretty new to the VNA. So talk about, from your perspective, what you do there and what led you to the path of working with the VNA.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's just a wonderful organization. I mean, we are living in a community of Knox County, and to be able to work with the seniors of this community, it's just been a really great get for me. I've been in the nonprofit sector for about 4 years, worked in the Quad Cities for a little while, came back to Galesburg to be closer to my family. This job opened up and kind of just was ideal for me to come in and be able to be close to my family, and then to be able to work for an organization that I know is doing the great things that VNA is doing. It's like just win-win.
From your perspective, what have you learned about what it is the VNA does? It's usually my first question I ask of the person in charge, but Ellen, I'll pass for a moment. So from your perspective, what have you learned about VNA that maybe the public might not completely know about the organization?
Well, I would say that the VNA is probably the best chance for seniors to have and be able to have the ability to thrive and really have their lives enhanced, be able to do well in their own homes. That's one of the things that we really strive for, is to make sure that the seniors in our community can stay in their home, be comfortable, and be able to thrive.
Ellen, let me ask you about that a little bit, especially this time of year. And probably all year, I'm sure, but to be able to help seniors in that regard, that must be, it must be rewarding, but from the standpoint of a senior, it must be kind of a struggle for them at times.
Definitely. This time of the year can be very difficult. You've got your cold temperatures, you've got snow, you have barriers of transportation. And to echo what Michael said, we're here to make sure that we can keep them safe in their home, but we still want them to be independent. It's very important for every person, especially as the aging process happens, to retain that independence and that high quality of life. It's really a privilege to offer this community. And as Michael said, we're it in a lot of regards with our home delivered meals program, with our outreach programs, transportation. We work closely with other people that provide transportation, like the handy van. But for seniors specifically across Knox County, we're lucky to be here, and it's a joy to serve them.
I think we've probably talked about it before, but in some ways the VNA has changed over the years from how it started, but in some ways it's still the same, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We started with home health. So we'd go into people's homes and managing that. And now we've moved into social services and less nursing and more connection to services.
And while health is probably the most important concern that maybe seniors have at this time, what other is independence that other big concern for them? And it kind of ties into health, too.
It's huge, especially when you're talking about independence in relation to socialization, making sure people are connected to their friends, making sure they're connected to their community. We know home-delivered meals, for example, the longer you stay in your home, the healthier you are, the longer you can have access to community meals, to congregate situations where you can be talking to other people is very important for your health emotionally. And we know that your social health and your physical health are tied hand in hand.
That's kind of a balance for seniors, maybe kind of a delicate balance too at times, isn't it? Especially
is.
As, you know, they might, you know, again, struggle with health, but then also struggle with getting from place to place and doing some of the things that you offer.
Exactly, which is why we want to get them where they need to go so that can stay a constant in their life.
Ellen Larson is Executive Director of VNA Community Services, and Michael Bennett's the Program Director. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and we'll talk more, including how you can help VNA. You can make a donation or two, and you can talk about and participate, rather, and some other things they have coming up, too. We'll talk about all that as Galesburg Live continues on this Saturday morning. I'm sure glad you're with us at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in this morning. I'm Will Stevenson. Coming up next hour, we'll talk with Steve Cheeseman about the Gales Scholars Program. And, of course, we'll hear Steve later today with Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL. So listen in all day long, please, and thank you. And if I could be so shameless, of course, listen in to Galesburg's Evening News weeknights at 5 o'clock. That's the other thing I do in addition to taking my turn here on Galesburg Live on Saturday mornings, and I'm glad to do that. Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Services, is my guest, along with Michael Bennett, the Program Director at VNA. Let's, before I get into how folks can help, let's talk a little bit more about some of the things you do. I think that pretty much where your headquarters is on Grand Avenue and all the things you do there, it's almost a hidden gem isn't the right word, but maybe it's almost a best kept secret, isn't it?
I completely agree. That is a very good description. We don't want it to be hidden,
sure.
Which is why we're here, to make sure people know that we're here, but it is certainly a gem in the community.
Talk a little bit about that. You serve meals there. You have a fitness center there. You do really all kinds of things in just that kind of small space, don't you?
We do. We definitely embrace the idea of senior center. Like you said, we provide meals, transportation to and from us and other places. We have that beautiful fitness center that people can come and work out at the gym for older adults, 50 and older, 55 and older. And then, of course, our counseling services, which are usually last in line that we mentioned, but they are huge. And we have one amazing dedicated caseworker that sees people to help them get reductions with their license plate sticker, utility assistance, options counseling, which is our long-term counseling program for people that might need a little assistance getting other programs for older adults. We've got it all.
Mm-hmm. We've talked to the both of you here recently as the open enrollment period for Medicare happened. That I imagine was probably one of the most important recent things you all have done, right, Michael?
Absolutely. It's an amazing service for the community. I believe we saved anywhere from 50 to 60 people over, I want to say, $28,000.
That's great.
And, I mean, those could be in little increments of $300 up to $1,500 I was seeing on the list. So, I mean, that's a boon for anyone who comes in. $1,500 added to your bottom line. I mean, no one's shaking a finger at that telling them no.
No, I can't imagine. And that's probably just Medicare alone is the tip of the iceberg in terms of cost savings that you can help seniors with, right?
Yes. We also have a program called Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is a grant matching program through Ameren. And it's means tested, so you can come in and and see how much you make. And if you're in a crisis, we can help make sure we get that payment on your heating bill so you're warm in the winter, and similarly in the summer to make sure you've got air conditioning in the warmest months, and then, of course, heat in the other way around.
Hey, I completely
we want you comfortable. That's what it is. We want you comfortable.
You know what? This weather is just ridiculous. I'm chalking it up to that, and that's going to be
that's it. What so it is. Exactly.
I completely understand. So hopefully I won't then trip you up with this. Is there something that VNA does that maybe the public just has no idea that you do, or maybe something that maybe you help seniors with that you would love to see either more participation in or something like that?
Well, one of the programs that we offered that doesn't get too much traction at the moment would be our Amplified Phones program.
Okay.
You can come in and we'll help you get set up with a very nice amplified phone. It'll help you hear better. Or if you have such a hard of hearing problem, there's actually phones that will print the text as it's being spoken.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's a very nice little program, and the people at iTech are absolutely fabulous.
I feel like I'm getting to the point where I may end up needing that. But then again, you know, 20-some years in radio listening to things unnecessarily loudly may be my own fault.
So. That would do it.
I'll talk about it at some other point. But are there misconceptions about things VNA does?
Yes. We're often confused with the VA. Another great organization, but our names are so similar. We do have a lot of crossover. We do have a lot of veterans that we are thankful and lucky to serve, but different programs, right? So VNA for seniors, and then the VA is different. So sometimes people are confused by our name and that acronym, but we are a senior center. But
I imagine there's probably opportunities for you to refer people to the VA, and I imagine vice versa at times, right?
Definitely. And we work with them a lot to get people over to the clinic in Iowa. If we can't transportate them there, they do a lot of that.
Very good. The transportation, I imagine, is probably the biggest thing you would do, if not one of the biggest things,
it's
right?
Right up there for sure, and it's a great service for the community. I mean, we'll take people to their doctor's appointments, clear out of Knox County for the doctor's appointments, as a matter of fact. We will help people go to the store, get to Joann's Fabrics if you need to. We will make it happen with the transportation services here at VNA. You just give us a call. How many days in advance do we like?
As much time as possible. We ask for a day, at least a day, because it's first come, first serve. If the schedule's full, we can't get you in. So I tell people, as soon as you know, give us a call.
Are there, like, emergency situations, though, where you're going to help people out or refer somebody to another group?
Never hurts to call.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as that goes. We would like to, you know, stick with that as best as possible. But, of course, you know, things do happen, and we're willing to work if need be.
I'm going to end up taking another break here in about a minute or two. But let me continue maybe down this line and ask you about some of the other things you do, maybe that maybe folks don't really know about. The hearing service is, I should have thought of that as something that you do, but maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know.
The congregate meal thing is a big thing for the community as well. You know, every Monday through Friday, I believe at 11:20 is when we serve meals. You know, you can come in if you're 60 years or older, come in for a nice hot meal. We do suggest a donation of $5.
Okay.
We will not turn you away if you don't have the $5. We would love that $5 because that money is what helps keep the program going.
Uh-huh.
But it's absolutely just great. It's not only is it a hot meal, but, you know, it's a way to get away from that social isolation. Be able, I say, you know, you bring an old friend and meet a new one when you come to the congregate meals.
The idea of social isolation, now that I'm thinking about it a little bit more, I imagine that's something you probably see a lot from the people that come in to talk to you. How does one, especially if you're a senior citizen, other than, you know, just getting out and seeing other people and coming to the VNA and things like that, do you run into people that are having a more difficult time maybe than others, I guess, kind of addressing or getting over that or something?
Definitely. And we also have a program to manage that. If you can't get to us, we provide outreach in the community to get to you. We do a lot of our outreach through our home delivered meals program, where we go out and we check on people in their homes, make sure they're doing okay, checking to see if they need any other services that we can offer, or if we can refer them to someone else that does. And then for those other people that are homebound, aren't on our meals program, if they just need to be checked on, we can go out to the home, make sure they're doing okay, be a friendly face and some conversation for them.
While I'm thinking of it, in terms of the congregate meals, you have more than one location that you serve those at, right?
We sure do. We have one in Galesburg on Grand Avenue, and then Victoria and Abingdon.
Oh, that's great. At the community buildings there?
Yes.
Wow, I was this close to sounding like I knew exactly what I was talking about. Gosh, it's a good thing I need to take another break. We're talking with Ellen Larson. It's been a day. Ellen Larson is Executive Director of VNA Community Services here in Galesburg, and Michael Bennett's the Program Director at the VNA. So we'll continue along that road in a neat way that you can help VNA and help get them some much-needed funds to continue all these great services for the seniors in our community. Stay tuned. We'll talk about all of that next. But first, we need to check WGIL news headlines and weather, and then we'll come back with more Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Welcome back to Galesburg Live, our first hour of it on this Saturday morning, February 1st at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us this morning. We will continue on, of course, through 9 o'clock this morning. And in our 8 o'clock hour, our second hour of the program, Steve Cheeseman will talk to us about the George Washington Gales Scholars Program. Also want to mention that as soon as we're done this morning at 9 o'clock, you can hear this conversation and my conversation with Steve on our front page of WGIL.com. Just scroll down a little bit, go to the on-air conversation section, and we will have a section where you can click on a little audio player and listen to each of these interviews in case you miss something once again. Ellen Larson is here with us this morning, the Executive Director of VNA Community Services here in Galesburg, along with Michael Bennett, the Program Director there. And we talked a lot in the first half of the conversation about really the extensive list of things that VNA does for the community and especially our seniors, but it's not free.
No, it is not. sir, it costs a lot of money to run programs, as many people and business people in this community have experienced for themselves, but it takes money.
You're a United Way agency, are you not?
We sure are.
We are, indeed.
Yes, we receive funds from the United Way of Knox County, the Galesburg Community Foundation, and then, of course, generous donors in the community.
And that's where this next part of our discussion comes in here. Today's the first day of February, and of course that connects to Valentine's Day pretty well. Well, at least for some of us it does. But I digress. You're starting an effort pretty much now, all month long, to encourage people to give and kind of sort of make it worth their while to give to VNA, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have a Valentine's fundraiser that runs the month of February.
Michael, talk about it.
Well, this year we're running our second year consecutively of Sponsor a Senior. What we're doing is we're teaming up with the lovely KCCDD, and we're going to play Cupid again this year.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, we're looking to actually match you as in the person listening to this, with a senior in need. Now, this would be great because our home-delivered meals program is actually essential to the lives of many of the seniors we serve. This program can help ensure that your mom, dad, grandma, or even your grandpa, even yourself, doesn't have to go to bed with an empty stomach. Right now, we deliver cold meals once every 14 days to a variety of seniors throughout Knox County. These boxes being delivered are more than just a meal. They are a key to help seniors remain independent and continue thriving in their homes.
That's, I think that's probably an important thing. As much as I imagine if you're a senior, if you want to, as we talked about earlier, get out and see other seniors and maybe have that nice hot meal at the VNA in Galesburg, you don't want to get out all the time, I imagine, do you?
No. And this meal we found is often the only meal that our recipients are eating. So it's vital to them. And it's very important for their nutrient intake. It's a 1/3 of the dietary recommendations by the Illinois Department on Aging, their recommendations with their nutritionists. Every year they They meet and see what we need to add, what we need to change to make sure that all of those essential nutrients are getting to the doorsteps of seniors in our community.
So you kind of mentioned it already, Michael, but kind of go into a little more detail with what happens first in terms of the home delivered meal part here. How does that work, and how do you know where to send the meals to, I guess?
Well, you have to apply for our home delivered meals program.
Okay.
And essentially what we put you on the list. As of right now, our list is completely full.
Okay.
We serve, I believe, just under 80 people
here
in Knox County, and that accounts for the total of our budget. Now, with that being said, there is a waiting list to get on to our home delivered meals program, which is about 35 to 40 people. So that's about a 50% increase to our list. That could be, I mean, and we're dealing with a problem of food insecurity. Now, this isn't a problem that we can really put on a higher shelf and say, oh, well, a month from now, we'll get you something to eat. This is something that is needed, you know, yesterday, the day before. So it's really crucial that we start getting in these donations that we're seeking in order to continue this program, because there are people going to bed without, you know, food in their belly. And I think that's something that we can all relate to, is just knowing how what a bad feeling it is to go to bed hungry.
So what you're telling me is you have all these people on a waiting list, but if we banded together and we raised a truckload of money, that in theory we could completely eliminate that waiting list right now.
Yes, in theory the waiting list would go away. There wouldn't be that terrible coming to terms with, you know, the recipient saying, well, yes, we've got you on the list, but you're still going to have to wait for that meal. And what we'll do is we'll try to open you up to other resources that we can connect you with. But really, the recipients who are receiving home-delivered meals, they need the home-delivered meals. They're not mobile enough to come to a congregate site and get that hot meal.
Do you work with the families of these people? How does that part of it work? I mean, in order to make sure that you're covering who you can cover, and that the clients you're serving are being served.
Yeah, a lot of times we get referrals from family members. It's a daughter or a son, and they say, "Hey, mom needs some extra food," or "I know my neighbor needs some extra food," and they're that connector to us. And we also get a lot of family members that will donate to the program on behalf of their parent or grandparent that is receiving meals.
Okay, that's great. So let's kind of get back into the idea of raising funds again this month. You're doing it all month long, and kind of explain, Michael, if you could, how that will work.
Well, sponsor a senior is actually quite easy. What we need is your dollars. Now, when I say that, there are a couple different levels of giving that you could do. And just to put into perspective, we've got, these are the levels, these are Valentine oriented, so please bear with us.
By the way, you said that Cupid is going to be, you're not going to dress up as Cupid or something, are you?
That is a great idea.
There's not a tarp large enough to.
I did not suggest that because it was a great idea, I'm just saying.
We don't want any lawsuits at the V&A, so I think we'll skip the cherub costume.
Fair enough.
But there are four levels of giving this year, and what we're going with are the different tiers. Now, the first one is $1 to $125. Now, if you pay the $125, you're looking at about an entire month of meals for a single recipient.
Okay.
And that kind of gives you an idea of what we're working with money-wise.
$125 to some people is almost a week's worth of groceries. So this giving that amount of money can go much, much farther, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely. And then that particular tier we are going to name A Little Crush. That's your Valentine for the seniors. And then our next tier, which is Getting Serious. That is without a G, Getting Serious. The second G. That first G is still there. That goes from $126 to $400. Now, that's a nice little jump. Now, $400 could actually pay up to 4 months of meals. Now we're talking some serious stuff, because 4 months, we're almost at a half of year of food for any given senior. Now, next tier would be Wedding Bells. which is $401 to $750. $750 would pay up to 6 months of meals. And then finally, our fourth tier would be soulmates, $751 to $1,500. And $1,500 would actually pay for an entire year of meals for a single senior. Now, that's just one senior of the 80 that we currently serve, and then the 35 to 40 who still need to be served. So really every dollar, any dollar that you can give is going to be going to something worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
So think about, if you're listening, think about how much perhaps you spend on groceries in the course of a week or the course of a month or the course of a year. Think about that, and then think about maybe just perhaps a fourth of that money perhaps per year maybe you spend on groceries can be extended and do that much more good for other people in our community.
Mm-hmm. Maybe tell that significant other this year that you don't actually want a Valentine for yourself this year. You want to actually sponsor a senior. I think that that's the best way to really spread the love in the community. And, you know, maybe he or she will still grab you out for a nice meal. Who knows?
I would say, it might also explain why I'm still single, but that's another, I've tried to pull that too many times, but not for this particular reason. In terms of what you did, you said this is the second year you're doing this. What kind of help was given last year through this effort?
Yeah, last year we raised around $2,000.
That's great.
So we're hoping to beat that goal this year.
Sure.
And as Michael said, your dollar, it goes a long way because these meals, raw food wise, run around $6.70 a meal. So, you know, your $10, your $20 up to, you know, through the giving levels, it goes a long way. And it can make an incredible difference in the lives of your neighbors and people in your community.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a serious impact. You know, we're helping the people who have made your present possible. We're trying to make their future better, essentially.
Absolutely. All right. So let's, before I take another break here, let's talk about how you can give. By what means should folks open up their hearts and especially their checkbooks and give to VNA Community Services in this regard?
We have many different ways for people to give, whatever's easiest for them. You, of course, can send it in the mail to our address on Grand, 2262 Grand Avenue. You can also check out our Facebook page. We encourage you to do that anyway. We have great news coming through. We showcase our staff that we have and the things we're doing in the community. So you can check out our Facebook page. And then we are also on GiveGab. That's givegab.com/nonprofits/VNA. And there is a place where you can type in your donation and it'll go straight through that website as well. So we've got three different mediums to make it easy for however you want to give.
Also, if you want to come to the VNA personally and hand us a sack of gold doubloons, we will let you do that. We're not going to turn away any of your pirate booty.
That would be our favorite. I've yet to see that happen. So that's a challenge.
Ellen, did you know that you hired a guy that can deal with gold doubloons?
I had no idea.
Well, I
learn things every day.
Oh, well, now we're getting into some really sketchy areas here. You know a guy that can deal with gold doubloons. Anyway, all right, one more. Give me those different ways one more time in case somebody missed the website or the address or things like that.
Yes, sir. 2262 Grand Avenue is our address. Come in and see us or send your mail there. You can donate on our Facebook page, VNA Community Services, and then a GiveGab page, which is GiveGab, givegab.com/nonprofits/VNA Community Services.
Okay, and we will include a link to that as well on WGIL.com when we post this interview here after 9 o'clock this morning. So if you missed that web address, we'll have it for you on our website as well in just a little while. We need to take a break, and we'll come back in just a little while to talk a few more minutes with Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Services, and Michael Bennett, the Program Director. Back with a few more minutes of this hour of Galesburg Live in just a moment on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Galesburg Live at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, host of Galesburg's Evening News, weeknights at 5 o'clock. Do appreciate you listening to that. We did some pretty big things on the program this past week, including We were in Springfield for the State of the State address, and we got some reaction from some local lawmakers and talked about a bunch of good things going on in the community. And we do that every weeknight at 5 o'clock. And that's also what we do here on Galesburg Live on Saturday mornings, like with Ellen Larson, the executive director of VNA Community Services in Knox County, and Michael Bennett, the program coordinator for VNA. I want to talk a little bit more about other things you have going on coming up, but I was thinking, Ellen and Michael, during the last segment, in terms of the home-delivered meals that you give and those having to meet the requirements set forth in part by the Illinois Department on Aging, I both like and don't like asking this question because, well, you know, government regulations, but it... Is that something in terms of how you're helping seniors, and are those requirements an ever-changing type of a thing? And is it something that ends up almost becoming a pain, perhaps in a good way, to try to keep up with?
Definitely. We walk that fine line. They give us the majority of our money, right? So the state and federal government gives us 85% of our funding, which totals around $500,000. Wow. So an incredible amount of money showing support for this community, which we are incredibly thankful for and couldn't be here without the state. And their standards also hold us accountable to make sure that we are providing safe services for our seniors. It can also be difficult, of course, because that leaves another 15% out there for grabs for us to raise above and beyond. Well, not above and beyond, but within our programs, that 15% we have to raise, and anything above and beyond is also raising for us too. So we have our work cut out for us.
What donor level would you give to somebody who wants to come in and fund that $500,000 that you don't have to get from the state and the feds?
I will actually come and personally kiss you on the lips. That's the donor level right there.
Dressed as Cupid.
I don't know if that's going to help or hinder the progress.
Well, if that's enough incentive for you, if you're listening and have a truckload of cash you just don't know what to do with, the VNA will gladly take that off your hands. And perhaps maybe you don't even need the kiss on the lips. I don't know, but you know, and that's not an insignificant amount of money. I would imagine that if you got a lot of people to give, and maybe there is some sort of generous benefactor out there that might be listening and want to give, I could only imagine how much more work you could do to help seniors with a nice infusion of cash.
Yeah, and that number varies per program because that 15% match, of course, is there for every program, and each program receives a different level of funding from the state. For our home-delivered meals program, as we've been discussing this entire time, that's about $80,000.
Yeah.
So it's a big number. It's a lot for us to tackle, but that's our mission, and it's our honor to raise that for our people.
Other than you and Michael, how big's your staff?
We have 15 people on staff, four people full time. So I say we're strong. We're small, but we're strong and mighty.
There you go. All right. So we talked about the giving that's going on this whole month of February, but you have one other thing here, or a couple of other things maybe coming up, right?
We do.
As a matter of fact, we're trying to be mysterious about it. So let me just say this. We plan to have an event, and it will be roaring.
Ooh. What would possibly make me think of some big event that might have the word roaring attached to it?
I'm thinking Art Deco. I'm thinking gangsters. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking some costumes.
Could just be a parody of The Lion King. We don't know yet.
Your guess is as good as ours.
Boy, I can't wait to show up to a fundraiser that's a parody of The Lion King. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
What we can promise is it's going to be a blast. We want to do something in the community that hasn't been done before. We want to do something that's fun. We want to get people out, get them at a party.
We want you to associate the letters VNA with a good time, and then we want you to associate that with donating.
This doesn't have anything to do with the fact that this year is 2020, does it?
You know, you can't see this over radio, but I am touching my nose right now.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, if you if you want to feel free to visualize that later when we get off the air, hey, that's totally up to you. But so we'll look forward to that. Something coming up later in the year, then?
Definitely.
Okay. Anything in the immediate future, otherwise coming up that VNA is doing?
Business as usual. Come check out our senior center. If you come around 11:30, you can see us serving lunch and meet our fantastic staff.
Michael will be the one wearing the Kiss the Cook apron, by the way.
Yes. Hey, that's business regulated right there.
I understand.
Dress code.
I understand. another thing that I was just thinking about, because, you know, I spend way too much time on social media. Gosh, this time last year was just awful in terms of snow and cold and things like that. And when that comes bearing down upon us, that really impacts, and not in a good way, how you can help the seniors, right?
Right.
Gosh, yeah.
That transportation piece, like you mentioned, making sure that they're connected to us and making sure they're connected to other people, that socialization part and that warm meal, we try to use all of those in tandem to make sure that we combat this cold weather.
All right.
Get them out. Beat the post-holiday blues.
Hasn't been too bad this year, but as we just saw this time last year, things can be a lot worse for sure. How can folks contact the VNA if they need more information or if they want to give or things like that?
Yeah, they can give us a ring. 309-342-1152 is our number. And, of course, they can email us. They can send us mail. They can stop by in person.
Facebook.
Yeah. We're monitoring our Facebook. We've seen more traction in people messaging us there, which is fantastic. We want to be accessible to everyone listening.
I imagine you spend a lot of time just talking to maybe family members of senior citizens to kind of explain the services and at least get them going in the right direction, too, don't you?
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know we're here. And sometimes it's services like these that you don't know they're there until you need them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are here to navigate those waters with people. And a group we are trying to target to are caregivers. There's a lot of caregivers there that we can help and counsel and get connected to services.
All right, very good. That means we're out of time now. Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Services here in Galesburg, and Michael Bennett, the relatively new program director, who we just kind of painted as being either Cupid or one of the people cooking the congregate meals. I don't think that's really the case, but you're helping Ellen out a great deal, so we appreciate that. Thanks to both of you for joining us this morning, and thanks for all the help you're giving to our community.
Thank you, Will.
Thanks so much for having us, Will.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Steve Cheeseman will talk about the Gale Scholars Program next after news, weather, and sports as Galesburg Live continues on this Saturday morning at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.